4th at 7:35. I have before me three oaths of office. I'm just checking to see if you all have papers to.
This one's bogus.
Yeah, it is, but that's the best I could do on short notice.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Fuller, you would stand, please, and raise your right arm and repeat. I state your name.
I, George Fuller.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
That I will discharge,
and that I will discharge
the duties of my elected office,
the duties of my elected office
for the borough of Edgewood,
for the borough of Edgewood
with fidelity,
with fidelity.
And that includes the budget.
Mr. Schaefer, if you would say hi. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Patricia M. Schaefer.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And that I will discharge.
And that I will discharge.
The duties of my elected office.
The duties of my elected office.
For the borough of Edgewood with fidelity.
For the borough of Edgewood with fidelity.
For the 100th time. And let the record indicate that Dr. Mark Wallace isn't present, and we will do our best to secure his oath within the 10 days allotted us to do so. Ms. Duffino, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here.
And let the record,
reflect that Mayor Cook and the solicitor are also present.
Okay, thank you. And if you all would rise and repeat the Pledge of Allegiance with me. I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry about that. Right now, I will entertain nominations for Council President. Do I have any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Pat Schaefer.
Second.
Any other nominations?
Move that the nominations be closed.
Okay.
Mayor Cook, would you like to close the nominations?
Yes, he just moved. Mr. Fuller just moved to close the nominations. Do we have a second?
Right here.
All right. I guess roll call.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
You vote for yourself, right?
Aye.
Okay, and now I open the nominations for Council Vice President. Do I hear any nominations?
George Fuller.
Do I have a second? Any other nominations? If we could do the roll call, please. Hearing no other nominations, I close the conference.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye.
And now I will entertain the election of President Pro Tem. Do you have any nominations?
Dr. Petrola.
Any other nominations? Okay, the nominating for Pro Tem is closed. If you do the roll call, please.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye.
And at this point, I turn over the gavel to our new council president.
Good work. Resolution 2016-01, appointment of borough manager / secretary, Mr. Fuller.
Borough of Edgewood, resolution 2016-01. Whereas the Council of the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of maintaining a productive experience for professional management staff, and whereas Julie Bastianini has satisfactorily served in the position of borough manager / secretary, now therefore be resolved that Julie Bastianini manager / secretary for fiscal year 2016 at a salary of $71,080.30, adopted this fourth day, January 2016.
This includes the raise from, so all of these have been
correct. Covered. All of these resolutions include the 2016 raise.
Okay. Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And resolution 2016-01 passes. Resolution 2016-02, appointment of police chief, Dr. Petrola.
Borough of Edgewood, resolution 2016-02, whereas the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of managing and maintaining a professional and well-trained police department, and whereas Robert C. Payne has exhibited both the knowledge and ability to serve in the capacity of Chief of Police with integrity and excellence, now therefore be resolved that Robert C. Payne be reappointed as Chief of Police for the Borough of Edgewood for the fiscal year of 2016 at a salary of $78,830.17. Appointed this the fourth day of January 2016 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And resolution 2016-02 passes. Resolution 2016-03, appointing a finance administrator. Mr. Wilson.
Resolution 2016-02, whereas the Borough of Edgewood has needed for professional financial and accounting staff, and whereas this position is integrated in the overall professional management and administration of the borough. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Janet Gerber will be reappointed to the position of finance administrator for the fiscal year of 2016 at the salary of $44,557.80. Adopted this date, the fourth day of January 2016, by the Council and Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and 2016, resolution 2016-03 passes. 2016-04, appointment of borough solicitor, Mr. Wainwright.
Borough of Edgewood, resolution 2016-04, whereas the council of the borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of retaining legal counsel on behalf of the borough, and whereas W. Timothy Berry Esquire has exhibited the knowledgeability and dedication to the borough in his service as borough solicitor, now therefore be it resolved that W. Timothy Berry Esquire be reappointed as borough solicitor. The 2016 retainer shall be at a rate of $1,200 per month. All work performed by the solicitor outside the parameters of regular borough business will be paid at a rate of $150 per hour for Mr. Timothy Berry and Associates, and shall be discussed with the appropriate committee for authorization, adopted this the 4th day of January 2016 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and resolution 2016-04 passes. Resolution 2016-05, appointment of borough building inspector and code enforcement.
Borough of Edgewood, resolution 2016-05. Whereas the Council of the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of maintaining a professional and certified code enforcement staff, and whereas Building Inspection Underwriters, Inc. has exhibited both the knowledge and ability to provide building inspection and code enforcement services for the Borough of Edgewood, now therefore be it resolved that Building Inspection Underwriters, Incorporated, be responsible for building inspection and code enforcement, adopted this the 4th day of January 2016 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
I should be asking, are there any questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, resolution 2016-05 passes. Resolution 2016-06, appointing borough engineer, Mr. Fuller.
Borough of Edgewood, resolution 2016-06, whereas the council of the borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of retaining an engineering firm on behalf of the borough, and whereas Lennon Smith Solar Array Engineering, Inc. has exhibited both the knowledge and ability to serve in the capacity of borough engineer, now, therefore, be resolved that Lennon Smith Solar Array, Inc. will be reappointed to the position of borough engineer, adopted the 4th day of January 2016 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And resolution 2016-06 passes. Resolution 2016-07, appointment of the bank depository. Dr. Petrola.
Borough of Edgewood, resolution 20. Yeah, 2016-07. Whereas the council of the borough of Edgewood recognized the importance of retaining a bank depository on behalf of the borough, now therefore be resolved that PNC Bank be appointed as the borough depositories for 1 year term effective immediately. Adopted this the 4th day of January 2016 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. Resolution 2016-07 passes. Resolution 2016-08, appointment of vacancy board, Ms. Gleba, Mr. Wilson.
Borough of Edgewood, resolution 2016-08, whereas the council of the borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of maintaining a productive and effective governing body, and whereas the council of the borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance and needs to fill council vacancies promptly, and whereas Article 9, Section 901 of the Borough Code provide for the vacancy board, and whereas the vacancy board shall consist borough council exclusive of the mayor and one registered elector of the borough who shall serve as chairman of the vacancy board. Now therefore be it resolved that the Borough of Edgewood hereby appoints Jennifer Galiba to the vacancy board until the next reorganizational meeting of the Council of the Borough of Edgewood, adopted this day, the 4th day of January 2016, by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and resolution 2016-0 passes. Resolution 2016-09, appointing a planning commission, Mr. Segedy, Mr. Wainwright.
Borough of Edgewood, resolution 2016-09, whereas the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of aesthetics in maintaining the character of the borough, and whereas the Borough of Edgewood has an active and involved planning commission, and whereas James Segedy has exhibited the desired knowledge and ability to contribute positively to the Planning Commission, now therefore be it resolved that the Edgewood Borough Council appoints James Segedy to the Edgewood Borough Planning Commission to a term which will expire December 31st, 2019, adopted this the fourth day of January 2016 by the Council of Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and resolution 2016-09 passes. Resolution 2016-10, appointing Planning Commission, Mr. Glass, Mr. Bright.
Borough of Edgewood, resolution 2016-10. Whereas the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of aesthetics and maintaining the character of the borough, and whereas the Borough of Edgewood has an active and involved planning commission, and whereas Michael Glass has exhibited the desire, knowledge, and ability to contribute positively to the Planning Commission, now therefore be it resolved that the Edgewood Borough Council appoints Michael Glass to the Edgewood Borough Planning Commission to a term which will expire December 31st, 2019. Adopted this the fourth day of January 2016 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bassini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. Resolution 2016-010 passes. Resolution 2016-11, appointment of the Planning Commission. Mayor Cook. Mr. Fuller.
Borough of Edgewood, resolution 2016-11. Whereas the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of aesthetics and maintaining the character of the borough, and whereas the Borough of Edgewood has an active and involved planning commission, and whereas J. Edward Cook has exhibited the desire, knowledge, and ability to contribute positively to the planning commission, now therefore be resolved that the Edgewood Borough Council appoints J. Edward Cook to the Edgewood Borough Planning Commission to a term which will expire December 31st, 2019, adopted the fourth day of January 2016 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Comments? I don't see a veto stamp for the box. Ms. Bassini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And resolution 2016-11 passes. Resolution 2016-12, appointment to the appeals board, Mr. Bolton, Dr. Petrola.
Borough of Edgewood, resolution 2016-12, whereas the mandates the creation of the appeals board. Whereas the Borough of Edgewood desires this board to be comprised of Edgewood residents, now therefore be it resolved that the Edgewood Borough Council appoints Carlton Bolton to the Edgewood Borough Appeals Board to a term which will expire December 31st, 2019. Adopted this the fourth day of January 2016 by the Council of Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bassini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And resolution 2016-12 passes. We have also another resolution, resolution 2016-13, local government week. Mr. Wilson.
Resolution 2016-13. Whereas the citizens of the Borough of Edgewood rely on local governments to experience a high quality of life in our communities, and whereas local governments work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to deliver municipal services such as fire, police, emergency medical services, create safe communities, and whereas the methods of these funding these vital municipal services are not always clearly understood by the citizens, and whereas it is one of the responsibilities of municipal officials to ensure the legislators, media, and citizens understand their local government through open and frequent communications using various avenues and means, and whereas through education and awareness, citizens, community leaders, and municipal staff can work together to ensure the services provided by the Borough of Edgewood can remain exceptional elements of the quality of life in our community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Borough of Edgewood joins with the Allegheny League of Municipalities in declaring the third week of April 2016, it's April 18th through the 22nd, 2016, as Local Governments Week.
Second.
Questions or comments?
This is a resolution from the Allegheny League of Municipalities that the borough passes in order to do it as everything says in the resolution and also to apply for the Banner Community designation.
Ms. Bastini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr.
Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And resolution 2016-13 passes. This time we'll entertain items from the floor.
Madam President.
Yes, Mr. Wainwright.
I make a motion to pay bills.
Yes, since we have no items from the floor following the agenda.
Oh, that was before that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We skipped ahead.
But, Mr. Wainwright, let's pay the bills.
I apologize.
No, that's all right.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the General Fund in the amount of $91,862.87, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $1,672.20, for a total of $93,535.07.
Second.
Questions or comments?
These are pretty much routine expenses, the final expenses of the 2015 fiscal year.
In the beginning of 16, our insurance payments and a lot of membership dues are included.
Yes, sorry.
Ms. Bastian, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. I apologize for skipping and having resolution 2013 or 16-13 up with the others, but I was on a roll. Motion for change order number one for the 2014 sanitary sewer repair project. Mr. Wilson.
Okay, motion to accept change order number one. I approve the change order number one to the borough's contract with Aqua Infrastructure Rehabilitation Company, DBA Tri-State Grouting, for the 2014 sanitary sewer repair project in a decreased amount of $119,370.60 for the adjustment of in-place quantities.
Second.
Questions or comments?
This change order is for work that was included in the original scope of work for the sanitary sewer project that was not able to be completed. There were two manholes that we wanted to install that we were not able to install, as well as a couple of other decreases where the work was not as, we didn't need as much work as we thought we did. It's been reviewed and signed off on by the borough's engineer.
Is that correct, 2014?
That is correct. We are 1 year behind in the operation and maintenance plan.
Mrs. Allenby?
Allenby, there was another one on South Braddock Avenue, and then throughout the entire project, there was some lining work that didn't take as much time as required, so they needed less in payroll.
Okay, and the contractor is okay with this change?
That's correct. The contractor and the engineer have both signed off on this change order.
Ms. Bastini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Is there any new business to be brought before council?
Madam President.
Yes.
The borough code does not necessarily say that Mr. Wallace, Dr. Wallace, needs to be sworn in at a public meeting, and of course we don't have a public meeting within the next 10 days. So my advice is that the mayor get together with him and swear him in, give the oath of office to Julie, because we need to retain that for a period of 6 years. On the 19th, when we meet again, you can confirm that that has been done. Of course, if for any reason that can be done, we'll go from there. But I would suggest on or before the 14th, you try to get together with Dr. Wallace and get him sworn in. And
we've already notified Dr. Wallace that he needs to get in touch with the mayor and Julie in order to have that happen, and we suggest it tomorrow.
Okay. Well, that'll be fine. I'm just saying.
But, you know, it needs to be done. He's aware of that.
And I'm just saying it does need to be done in a public meeting, right. And we can just confirm that it's been done on the 19th.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Berry. Is there anything else you brought before council at this time? I want to thank all of you for your willingness to serve the community with intelligence, talent, and passion, and integrity. And next meeting, if you'd look at your calendars, maybe the... fourth Monday in January, we might have a committee of the whole meeting to go through and set goals for this year. We can share what each committee has done last year and some of the things that were on the to-do list from the committees so that we can work together to set up the goals and time points for those. So, we'll talk about this at the next meeting, but kind of pencil in the last Monday of the month. That shouldn't interfere with any holidays or anything. We aren't meeting. Martin Luther King Day is the 18th, so we would be meeting on the 19th.
Correct.
So the next borough council meeting will be on Tuesday, January 19th at 7:30. Is there anything else to be brought before council at this time?
I have a comment. We would like to thank you for serving.
Well, thank you. It is an honor to serve, and you know, it's one of those things that...
So I have one. Mayor ran it. My God.
And thank you, Mr. Mayor, for not vetoing the budget.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate that very much.
I know I lost a vote, but that's okay.
So can we have a motion to adjourn?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? It is 8:02.
This is reorganization meeting now.
Nice job.